to a candidate for Congress, Jesse Young. I want to say something right off the bat here. When I was first looking into who was challenging Norm Dix, I saw the website of Jesse Young and Doug Cloud, and I thought, yeah, I don't know. The Young site, I thought, this not a serious campaign. It's not doing it. But I got to tell you, the more I'm in the area, the more people I've probably had, and I think Jay could back me up on this, more Young fans emailing and saying, you got to talk to this guy. You got to hear from this fellow. And I don't know if it's just a well-organized machine or what, but I'll tell you, I'm seeing signs everywhere, and I want to find out how hard he's working.
And we've actually had a couple callers today excited that we were going to be having him on at the end of the show.
And I'll say this, his website dramatically improved.
Yeah.
I mean, top-notch now, and Jesse Young is with us here. Mr. Young, thanks so much for making the time.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So tell us about the campaign to unseat Norm Dix. What's your strategy for victory?
Certainly, we have to leverage the grassroots. I never entered this thinking I was going to be able to outspend that guy with all his money. So, thanks for the intro there. I certainly hope that we have gotten better. I think I've been campaigning on that point that give this business guy a little bit of time and see what we can do. And I certainly don't think we need the same amount of money to be as effective.
What message is most resonating with the people you're talking to?
Well, I think I startle them a little bit when I lead with the point that I was born the year Norm Dix was first elected. And it's kind of good for me because it gets them to listen and pay attention. And then, you know, I kind of go through and tell them a little bit about my history. And, you know, I've always been taught that people don't care about what you know until they know that you care. And certainly my story, I grew up in Tacoma, homeless and impoverished, K-12. And I've had some pretty good blessings in my life to allow me to attend a pretty good school. I went back to Notre Dame. I was a Washington scholar from Washington State when I graduated valedictorian from Wilson High School in Tacoma. And I've had a pretty good business career that I think after everybody hears me talk about it, will say, yeah, absolutely. I'd put my business career against Norm Dix political incumbency any day of the week. And I've worked in three industries very relevant to our issues today. I've worked in IT or information technology, consulted around the country for major corporations before settling down when my family started to grow. I'm actually a married man, 12 years, 5 kids. One is on the way, due in October. And
how supportive is your wife to you heading off to D.C.?
She's 100%. In fact, we had to pull her back off the campaign. You know, we're in our third trimester now, and she's still wanting to get out there and talk to people for me. So
you tell her only from time to time.
Only from time to time.
Yeah, you don't want to have to give birth at a supporter's house. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you, we pulled her off the campaign trail, and then I kept catching her on all the blogs.
So she's working, and that's the kind of dedicated support that you need. How frequently are you doorbelling? I mean, I take it that this is kind of the last campaign I can think of to hit the grassroots real hard would be like a Randy Tate, where he was able to just walk the district and pick up a victory.
Well, we've been doorbelling,
not that
but
district,
quite
obviously, but yeah,
sure. We've been doorbelling, but what we've tried to do is find ways to leverage our time much more effectively. So I've tried to go out and work with a number of the legislative candidates. And in fact, that just reminds me, I heard you talking about Doug Richards just a second ago, and I just want to plug him for a second. I've met that man, and I was always taught you judge a man by his fruit. Mm-hmm. And if anyone's ever lucky enough to meet that man's kids and see what they do and the way that they speak, the way that they carry themselves, they'll know that that man is a man of integrity, despite what others might try to say or what they might reservations they might have. I've met that guy and would trust him with my life.
I should say that his wife makes a very fine testimony for him as well.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. So we've been working with candidates like Doug and others in the, you know, 6th District is geographically big. To try to doorbell on our own would be a waste of time. So we got a lot of candidates that we haven't really tried to, we haven't really blasted this out there because it's one of our techniques to get the, you know, ideally to get people talking to you and how we're trying to get that grassroots going. So we've got other people doorbelling for us in a way that we can, and ideally I'll come back and be able to return that favor at some point.
What about the idea that Norm Dix, he's been there forever, and there's a reason he's bringing home the pork. People might not like pork in the abstract, but he's able to bring it home, you know, tangibly, and he's getting more powerful with his seniority, and he's just been unbeatable. What's your response to that when you're trying to convince people to take action?
Well, I actually believe that most people like beef over the pork, and the beef of the free market is much more bountiful to anybody in this district than his pork can be. Quite honestly, they throw out there that, well, he might be the head of the Appropriations Committee, he's going to be this and that. I just don't buy that. If you look at the polls across the country, the Democrats are not going to be in power again. The Republicans will take over ownership of the House, and so he'll just be a ranking member, which negates any pork that he could potentially bring, number one. And number two, even if you're talking to guys that, whether it's been at a local Tea Party event or whether it's been at some other gathering, and you're seeing these guys that work in the Navy shipyard coming out and saying, you know what, I have a good union job, but his pork isn't enough to keep it around. We're losing jobs left and right because we just don't have a big enough economy or a big enough workload there. So if we don't bring free market principles back to this that will guarantee everybody jobs, that pork is going to be useless to a lot of people. And I just bring this up. How many union jobs are in Flint, Michigan right now?
Yeah, good point. And how often, at what point do we have to say we can't afford this? It seems like so many elected officials are not willing to say that.
Well, I'll tell you, this is why I'm encouraged, especially seeing I've only been running for 3 months, is that the time is now to make that point. And quite honestly, a lot of people have already made that themselves. They've made that determination, which is why I think we've even had a shot and why we're doing well in the polls that we've seen. And because people are coming out and they're like, now is the time. So we're looking for someone that will actually stand up and say, yeah, now is, now I will stand on principle. Norm and his buddies like Obama, they'll stand up there with 50 economists behind them saying, hey, it's okay. Trust us, we can spend more than we make, but every one of us inherently knows that we can't. Every one of us has to balance our own household budget. And so if we frame it that way about, in terms of a household budget that everybody has to engage in on a daily basis, we can make that point very quickly and succinctly, and it's resonating.
Would you vote to repeal Obamacare?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what I'll do first. I'll work to get on the Appropriations Committee, which Norm did his first time, or his freshman year in Congress. And I'll work to pull back any funds to defund it up until 2014. More than likely, we won't get the number of senators we need to repeal or override a filibuster or a presidential veto. So we can certainly defund the agencies now that they would do it and then work to get it repealed in 2012 once we get a new president in the White House.
Jesse, why don't you give folks information about your webpage so that they can go and see what you're all about?
Certainly. It's Jesse Young for Congress. Spelled out one word, JESSEYUNG for Congress. And certainly you can get a hold of us. We're very grassroots. We will get back to you. Our volunteer list is growing every day. We certainly need volunteers more than money. We can always take money. But if you go to that website and you don't find something that you want on there, if they give us a call at the number on that site, we will get back to you. We're hitting Tacoma up now very hard, and we're also hitting up South Kitsap in these last few days before the primary. But I got to tell you, we're polling very well against Norm Dix, and it can happen. You just need to get out there and vote for the primary, and we can do this.
Jesse Young, I want to say good luck to you, and thanks so much for making the time.
Thank you, David, very much. Appreciate it.
You bet. It's 5:51 here. I got to say, everyone I've been talking to, it's pretty rare. Once in a while we'll get somebody who says, well, you got to have a candidate on, but Jesse Young's been one of those guys that's been, he's been building a wave or something. Because more and more people are contacting us, and I've talked with folks who've been to candidate forums saying, you got to hear, this guy's really impressive. And I'm impressed. I'll say right out, I dismissed him. When I looked at the first web page, it was obviously a rudimentary thing, and I thought, well, this isn't serious. Now I think he's a very serious guy, serious candidate, top-notch competitor.
And that's the kind of momentum you need.
Exactly, yeah. So check him out, Jesse Young for Congress. If you forget the website, you can always Google Jesse Young, easy name to remember, and check him out for yourself. It's 5:52. Be right back.